So I always seem to write about the complexities of life. The soul's lost only night in the seemingly endless fight between what's easy and what is right. The lust of darkness and love of light. Death's gentle embrace, a bit of bite. Because I understand so few the sights that I see, and I understand so little what it means to be a human, let alone a human being. In this fragile cage of flesh that for years it has seemed to keep me safe, but I feel it's only kept me from my dreams. If for that this flesh I despise, because too often it's just a disguise behind foolish me to hide, as I view the monsoons of crippling lies that have crashed upon the ones I love. And a feeling of rage and ties, it washed away everything that we could hope for with the lies. And the truth is, I've seen all of us through the Creator's eyes, and goddamn, we were beautiful. Let's not stop myself now. So now I write desperately with these hands destined to rot, in an attempt to hold on the parts of myself I fear I've already lost. And the life was small, and we saw it from a distance. If we slept, I expect we wouldn't miss it. But our eyes are wide and our ears are listening for the truth from the candlelit city. And the light was small, but we saw it from a distance. If we slept, I expect we would've missed it. But our eyes are wide and our ears are listening for the truth from the candlelit city. Yeah, peace often finds me in silence with closed eyelids, shut tight like the gates to hell to hide the whores that lay behind them. And love often pursues me as if it's its only duty, and I turn and run as if I'm no use for truth and beauty. And hope has never left me despite the devil's very best efforts. So I still search for connection, though life has taught me not to expect it. And I still pray for redemption as well as all good things to be replenished. Perhaps foolish and blind, but in time I've grown to accept that not everything will be reasoned out and explained. Some things they just are, and I'm learning that that's okay. And I'm learning to let go of my desire to be fully known. Some things need not be spoke, for they were for you alone. And I'm learning not to pick the wildflowers that I pass along the way, because of my fear of never finding them again, I hasten their decay. So instead of putting them in the vase or pressing them between a page, I watch them dance in the wind, and then I pass on giving thanks. And the life was small, and we saw it from a distance. If we slept, I expect we wouldn't miss it. But our eyes are wide and our ears are listening for the truth from the candlelit city. And the light was small, but we saw it from a distance. If we slept, I expect we wouldn't miss it. But our eyes are wide and our ears are listening for the truth from the candlelit city. And the life was small, and we saw it from a distance. If we slept, I expect we wouldn't miss it. But our eyes are wide and our ears are listening for the truth from the candlelit city. And the light was small, but we saw it from a distance. If we slept, I expect we wouldn't miss it. But our eyes are wide and our ears are listening for the truth from the candlelit city.